Well, hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Journey. It's only a week out from Easter and we celebrate this week Palm Sunday. And we've got a fantastic show lined up for you today, that's for sure. A big thank you to Nick who filled in for me last week. Been a very busy start to the year and great to know that we've got someone of Nick's capability. Not only is he a great sound editor, but he can jump into the chair when I need him to from time to time. And thanks, Nick, for filling that role last week. This week, as we head into a jam-packed show, we also have our last chance to participate in the Arise Lenten Reflections. And if you're one of the many new listeners that are joining the journey each and every week, then you won't know what I'm talking about. Essentially, we've used elements of the Arise Lenten program, which includes some fantastic music written by Tracy Coombs, specifically the psalm set down for the readings of the Sunday in Lent, but also some fantastic gospel reflections that have been prepared by Sister Hilda Scott, who's been with the journey from day one with her wisdom from the Abbey segment, and also Father Michael Fallon, who've combined to provide these Lenten gospel reflections. We'll get into that shortly. Some other really good things on the show, including, I'm really happy to say, a fantastic interview I was able to get with a young lady called Bree Thomas. Now, Bree's from Canberra, and she's involved very much in organising what is going to be a huge celebration with people from right around Australia coming to Appin in New South Wales next week to celebrate the events of Easter, right from Holy Thursday night right through to the massive celebration on Easter Sunday. So really lucky to have Bree Thomas from the Disciples of Jesus community to tell us all about what's going to happen. And there's a few spots left if you're keen to be part of that next week by travelling to Appin. It's going to be massive. Over 1,000 young people coming to that next week. As I said, a lot to get through. First up, and as we've heard right through Lent, Tracy Coombs. She's got Psalm 116, a song that she wrote specifically this program called My God, Why Have You Abandoned Me? We're going to hear from the gospel reading from Mark. And then, as I said, we'll hear from Sister Hilda Scott and Father Michael Fallon. Thanks for joining us on this week's journey. Let's get into it. Faith, hope, love and life. Thanks for joining us on the journey.
My God, why have you abandoned me? My God, why have you abandoned me? All who see me deride me, they curl their lips, they toss their heads. Trusted in the Lord, let him save him, let him release him, if this is his friend. My God, my God, why have you abandoned me?
My God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When they were approaching Jerusalem in sight of Bethphage and Bethany, close by the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go off to the village facing you, and as soon as you enter it, you will find a tethered colt that no one has yet ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone says to you, 'What are you doing?' say, 'The master needs it, and will send it back here directly.'" They went off and found a colt tethered near a door in the open street. As they untied it, some men standing there said, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They gave the answer Jesus had told them, and the men let them go. Then they took the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on its back, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, others greenery which they had cut in the fields. And those who went in front and those who followed were all shouting, "Hosanna! Blessings on him who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessings on the coming kingdom of our father David! Hosanna in the highest heavens!" The Gospel of the Lord.
Someone I know was really upset. Eventually it all came out. And perhaps on the face of it, the matter was really pretty small. But my friend was hurting nonetheless. He is an outgoing, loving sort of chap, at ease with the world and open-hearted in all his dealings. Let's call him Dave. He has a host of friends, and I'm proud to count myself among their number. One in particular lives a long way away. She and Dave have shared some beautiful times. In fact, he was hoping that she just might be the one. Christmas came, and he sent off a lovely Christmas card in keeping with the tenor of their relationship, and just expected that sooner or later a card would likewise come for him. Christmas Eve dawned and an email came headed "Christmas Hellos." It was from his particular friend, but it was one of those circular letters with a bunch of other email addresses, his among them. It was certainly beautifully put together, lovely calligraphy, and truly it gave expression to some heartwarming sentiments, but it was addressed to all the world. It told him nothing he didn't already know and had nothing in common with what he had known and understood their relationship to be. He scanned that email again and again and again, looking for any sign of particularity, any little thing that would speak to their relationship, and he found nothing. He was absolutely heartbroken. I wish I could tell you how that all worked out, but I don't know. In our gospel this week, we read about Jesus riding through the town and being acclaimed, having people call out to him, seemingly recognizing him as the Messiah, giving every indication that they had got it, that they had finally understood he